Today, on Advent Sunday, we begin our journey towards Christmas. And some of us are very, very excited about that journey, and others are perhaps a little bit more daunted. The Christmas season can bring out very strong feelings in people, can't it? It's a bit like Marmite. You love it or you hate it. I love it. But some people find it more difficult. And the journey towards Christmas can, I feel, be likened towards a maze. A maze. On screen, we're going to show a maze that some of you might have been to. It's the maze at Saffron Walden. Actually, they've got two, haven't they? But the one we're going to see just reminds us what a maze looks like. Anyone sitting behind the tree here might already have an experience of that this morning, but here's the trees and the maze, the bushes. Anyone been in this maze? No? Well, mazes can be fun, can't they, if you've ever been in one. Anyone ever been in a maze? Yeah, lots of people. Well, mazes can be fun. Lots of tall hedges that you can't see over. The maze holds a great secret. The maze holds a puzzle. And the idea is to find your way to the centre where this person's filming from. And you have to choose whether to go left or right. And maybe you'll find a dead end and you've got to retrace your steps. Mazes, they're very easy to get into, but hard to get to the centre. And maybe hard to get out of. Mazes can be very frustrating. It's like the European Union. The maze lets you in, but it won't let you out. So how is the journey towards Christmas like a maze? Well, we all enter into it, don't we? You haven't really got a choice about it. It's going to happen. We all enter into Christmas. But how many of us will find our way to the centre, find our way to the very heart, and not get lost along the way? Like a maze, there are so many choices to be made between now and Christmas Day. There are presents to buy, cards to write, visitors to welcome, and visits to make, parties to attend, carols and crackers, and so on. We are in a rush, but are we going to make progress to the centre of things? If we're honest, we know we can miss our way to the heart of Christmas. And like being lost in a maze, we can end up feeling disappointed and frustrated. And thinking about that a little bit wider, we know that life itself might be compared to a maze. Listen to these words by the poet Catherine Ward and see if you can recognize in these words your own experience. Round and round I continuously go, sometimes fast, sometimes slow. Just when I think I'm getting somewhere, I end up back where I started. This just isn't fair. I'm overwhelmed with frustration and slowly falling apart. Which direction do I go? Where do I start? I'm traveling through this maze of life, feeling abandoned and betrayed, praying for direction that will eventually lead the way. I wander to the east. I stumble back to the west. Always going nowhere. Once again, I failed the test. I will forever continue searching for a way out of this maze full of wrong turns, no doubt. And someday, the right turn will be made. And the confusion and fear will slowly fade. And a new beginning will start to transform and carry me away from yesterday's storm. So I ask, is there any hope for us if we feel in the maze of life or in the maze towards Christmas? Well, the answer is yes. And it's called Advent. Advent. We can mistakenly think that Advent is like those trailers that you've got to sit through in the cinema, waiting for the big picture, the main event to start. But it's so much more than that if we value Advent and all that it holds for us. Advent gives us a map to guide our feet. Advent guides us to make good choices, to take the right steps so that we find ourselves heading towards the center of Christmas and finding Christ himself, the baby in the manger and the King of Kings, who says, I claim your heart for my throne. Advent is a time of great challenge. Someone has said that Advent helps us to think about the things that really matter and the power that really rules. Advent helps us to think about life's meaning and its end. Through Advent, we don't just get ready for Christmas, a day that will pass and become Boxing Day. In Advent, we get ready for Christ. And Advent gives us the great biblical themes to think about: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Powerful stuff. Advent gives us a new framework. Advent says, put God between you and everything. Put God between you and everything else. That's a hard thing to do, isn't it? A hard thing, but by God's grace, he helps us to respond day by day. So Advent isn't so much a maze as a labyrinth. A labyrinth. The difference between a labyrinth and a maze, and we've got a picture of a labyrinth on the screen in a moment. The labyrinth has a single pathway that takes you to the center. So if you keep walking, then you're certain to get to the middle. The maze is fun, but the labyrinth is more spiritual. It takes you on a deeper journey. The maze is like a race to the center, but the labyrinth is a prayerful walking meditation. The maze holds a secret, but the labyrinth always reveals. Just don't stand still. Keep on walking. And perhaps that's a word for you today. Don't stand still or don't look back, but look forward and keep moving towards the center of things. In Advent, led by the Holy Spirit and with the light of the Bible, step by step, we can get closer to Christmas to find Jesus, our Saviour, at the center. Step by step, getting closer to God, who loves us, who wants to give so much to us. So don't get lost in the maze of Christmas or the maze of life. Get ready to walk the pilgrim walk this Advent. Walk the labyrinth of faith. You'll never travel alone. The wonderful thing about church is that there are always people, always others, brothers and sisters, to help you on the journey. And Jesus himself is our goal and our way. So to close my message, we're going to watch a labyrinth in action and listen to words of meditation and make our response to what God has been saying to us So this lasts a few minutes, and let's take to heart the words that are being said.